I'll tell you right now, we'll bring in Niners guard Zane Beadles. Now, this is important here. Zane is partnering with Cheerful Giving, Lyft, and Ticket City. Going to bring Niner fans the ultimate game day experience. Fans can enter by making a $25 donation to the Zane Beadles Parade Foundation. You can check that out at cheerfulgiving.com/champion/Zane Beadles, and that's B-E-A-D-L-E-S. Zane joins us right now. Zane, we appreciate you getting up this early. It's Dave, Katie, and Nate. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Doing really good. You know, knew you in college, read the story about how you were touched by a young man and what is really a tragic story, and that's kind of spun you into doing some of this really cool stuff you're doing. Talk a bit about that.
Yeah, so when I was in college, there was a young boy named Riker who had a brain tumor and knew what he was going through, but was a huge University of Utah fan. And we kind of adopted him onto the team my redshirt freshman year, and he was around in the locker room with us at games, all kinds of stuff. And seeing him go through his battle really had an impact on me. And I've always been big on giving back. So 3 years ago when I went to start my own foundation, you know, I was looking for what to do, and with his impact, you know, pediatric cancer was something that I definitely had a passion to try to support. So that was kind of the beginnings of the Zane Beadles Parade Foundation.
Zane, tell us a little bit about what the ultimate game day experience would be like for the fan that is lucky enough to win this.
So, yeah, you donate $25, you get entered into a chance to win this. You get tickets to the game against the Patriots on November 20th. You get sideline passes for pregame. You go down and watch us all warm up and be there down with the players. And you get round-trip car service from Lyft to and from the game. So, pretty good deal, you know, go and support a good cause, $25, and then go have a great day at a Niners game.
Zane Beadles joining us on KHDK. Zane, I want to preface the most of the remainder of the interview by letting you know, Nate and I are huge, diehard, lifelong Niner fans. So everything we're about to ask comes from a place of love and respect when it comes to the team. But I've had to up my migraine medication this year. I'm not going to talk about professionalism. I'm not going to talk about you guys wanting to win ball games. I trust all that to be true. But my God, this has been a rough season, and now it seems that pretty much everybody is on the trading block. How the hell, other than the fact that you've got a pretty decent contract and good for you, do you stop from firing a hammer and nail through your head every Monday?
You know, it's obviously been very frustrating for the fans so far this year, and even more so for us going out there and playing. You know, it's not the result that we want to have happen on the field. That being said, you know, we are professionals, and our job is to go out there and perform at the highest level we possibly can every single day. And, you know, you need to focus on that, and you need to focus on the guys that are in your position and the guys that you play around. And, you know, I've been in situations in this league where things are dire and down, and guys are on the chopping block and coaches are on the chopping block and all that kind of stuff. And then you win one game and things kind of turn around and you start getting on a roll. So, you know, that has to be the focus, is just day to day trying to be the best team that we can possibly be. And, you know, keep working towards that time when things might flip and things start going our way. And, you know, I can promise you that work is being put in, and we're trying to get there.
You know, and Zane, too, I mean, with 53 guys on the roster, it's tough to not have, like, one or two malcontents. But it seems like publicly everyone is, you know, they're on board with Chip. They're on board with the scheme. You got Jim O'Neill defensively. Everyone seems to, you know, there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of doom and gloom. It's just the results aren't there. So how do you guys, I guess, cope with that on a week-to-week basis, just feeling like, you know what, maybe this is the week?
You know, we really have to take that on ourselves, and the fact that, you know, even this past week, early in the game, we came out fast, started fast, up 14-0. You know, they come back, score a couple scores, and at halftime it's a 3-point game. Then we come out and have a couple mistakes, you know, a couple turnovers, and they get some momentum, and we don't recover from that. So, you know, it really comes down to us to being able to weather situations where things aren't going our way, and then execute at a high enough level with all the small details to win NFL football games. It is very hard to win in this league, and the difference between the top teams in this league and the bottom teams in this league is not very much. And the attention to those details is really what sets those teams apart.
Yeah, and I guess that's what I was going to ask next, too. When you go through those film sessions, I mean, it seems to me watching the games every week, we're talking about a matter of, I don't know, 3, 4, maybe 5 plays tops that don't go your way. And then the final score doesn't necessarily reflect that it was just a couple of moments that really killed it.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, you know, that's pretty normal for this league.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have a handful of plays every game that kind of determine things, and you never know when those plays are going to happen. So, you know, you have to be at your best every single play when you go out there, and we haven't been that way so far this year, and that's got to be the focus for us, to be consistently good in all those situations going forward.
Zane Beatles of the San Francisco 49ers joining us this morning. If you had to put your finger on one thing that is really plaguing you guys right now, Zane, what would that be?
Honestly, you know, I don't think there is just one thing. You know, I think you can go and look at times in games where the defense is playing great ball and the offense isn't moving the ball. You can go and see the opposite of that. You know, you can see special teams making some plays or special teams making some mistakes. You know, it really is a true team game. And we've all taken our turns at certain times throughout the year and in certain games to kind of, you know, screw things up a little bit. So it's really got to be all of us working together to really get things going.
Zane Beatles joining us. Zane, you've been in successful situations before. You were Pro Bowler with the Denver Broncos. You played, I believe, every snap or damn near every snap all 4 years you were there. You come to San Francisco via Jacksonville, and obviously Jacksonville going through a lot of the same issues the Niners were. We talk about team culture. Do you sense that the 49ers, top to bottom, have a culture similar to something you experienced in Denver, or is that another thing that's maybe lacking? It just seems like there's a disconnect between top and bottom in addition to what's going on the field.
I definitely think there is a winning culture here, you know, with the history of the team and the guys in that locker room. You know, I've been around a lot of different teams. I'm going into my 7th year now, and every team is different every single year. And the guys that we have on this team come to work every single day ready to go, ready to put their best foot forward and ready to make each other better. And that's a huge thing. If you don't have that on a team, there's no way you can be successful. So we have that piece of things. You know, the next thing is just kind of getting that winning attitude or that winning feeling. You know, like I said, it's hard to win in this league. But once you get it going and you kind of understand, especially the young guys, when they understand what it takes to win an NFL football game and how you have to play all 4 quarters, then, you know, things really start to take off. And I know people have said this, and I'm sure fans are tired of hearing it, but we're really not that far off from being a team that can consistently win week in and week out.
Zane, real fast before we let you go, got about 30 seconds. Just tell fans where they can go to enter to win this Ultimate Game Day experience.
Yeah, you know, the best way probably is to go to my Twitter account, at Zane Beatles. Right there at the top, there's a tweet out there that has a link to download the Cheerful Giving app. And go on there and donate to the Zane Beatles Parade Foundation, and you'll automatically be entered to win. And looking forward to somebody having a great day in November.
Good on you, Zane. Good job, you know, not just cashing checks, but making a difference off the field. And we appreciate that and the opportunity to promote what you're doing, because it's a damn good cause. Thank you. And sincerely, good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. Take
Thanks,
care.
Zane.